Week 6. Personal Finance Focus. Money is a tool, not a test of worth. 12 to 15 minutes. The tension that pulls us in two directions. I want to feel financially secure. I also don't want to forget God in the process. Scripture for Day 1, Proverbs 21:20. When saving and trusting God felt like opposites. My 20s were a financial tug of war. On one side was wisdom. Save, prepare, be responsible. Build margin so one bad month does not wreck everything. On the other side was faith. Give, trust God, support the church, be generous even when it feels uncomfortable. And I felt stuck in the middle. I had been taught a simple framework that made sense to me. Pay God, pay others, pay yourself. Clean, shout out to Dave Ramsey. Biblical, responsible. The problem was me. Because when money felt tight, pay yourself, quietly started to move up the list. I never announced it. Never justified it out loud. It just happened. I told myself I was being wise, that I needed a cushion, that I would give more later when things were more stable, which is what everyone says. I genuinely wanted to honor God. I loved the church. I believed in missions. I wanted my life to count for something bigger than me, but I also wanted to feel safe, and safety felt like numbers in a savings account. So I wrestled. Was saving a lack of faith? Was giving irresponsibly spiritual? Was I supposed to trust God or plan ahead? Scripture did not give me a simple answer. It gave me a better one. Pause. Listen, if right now you are only making enough to cover your bills, stay focused on being faithful there. Your income will grow in time. Until then, generosity does not have to be financial. You can give your time, your skills, or your presence to a ministry or someone in need. Truth that reorders the conversation. Proverbs says, "The wise store up choice food and olive oil, but fools gulp theirs down." Proverbs 21:20. That is not fear, that is wisdom. Scripture consistently affirms preparation, planning, margin. Joseph stored grain before the famine. The ant prepares in summer. Wisdom looks ahead. But Scripture also refuses to let preparation become hoarding or self-protection. Paul writes to the Corinthians, "Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." 2 Corinthians 9:7. Giving is not about guilt. It is about formation. Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20:35. Not because giving earns favor, but because it reshapes the heart. Here is what took me a long time to learn. Saving and giving are not enemies. They are both tools. Saving says, "I trust God enough to prepare wisely." Giving says, "I trust God enough to let go." Problems arise when either one becomes ultimate. When saving replaces trust, fear takes over. When giving ignores wisdom, chaos follows. The question is not whether you save or give, it is what you believe money is for. Money is a tool, not a test of worth, not a scoreboard for faith. Your role is not to choose between responsibility and generosity. It is to practice both, in proportion with humility. Questions to wrestle with this week. Where do I feel tension between being prepared and being generous? What does saving money give me emotionally that I might be asking God to give instead? How might generosity shape my trust, not diminish it? Simple prayer to carry this week. God, I want to be wise without being fearful, and generous without being careless. Teach me how to trust you with both preparation and provision. Amen. Scripture for the rest of the week optional. Day 2, Proverbs 6:6-8. Day 3, 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. Day 4, Malachi 3:8-10. Day 5, Luke 16:11-13. Day 6, Psalm 112:5. Day 7, 1 Timothy 6:17-19. Application for the week, 30 to 45 minutes. This week is not about picking between saving or giving. If you already do both, continue as is. If you do one, do the other. If you do neither, start even if it's a little. It is about practicing both, even in small ways. Step 1. Build an emergency fund. Your goal right now is to start a 500 to 1,000 emergency fund. What I like to call a GONF, a God Only Knows fund. This is not for vacations, not for upgrades, not for random spending. This is for real emergencies, the things you cannot predict. This approach comes straight out of Dave Ramsey's wisdom. When you move into a full-time career later, this fund should grow to roughly 10% of your income. But for now, the goal is simply to start. You can keep this fund in a basic savings account. Many banks allow automatic transfers from direct deposits, or you can move money manually. The method matters far less than the habit. Step 2. Give something. Give something this week to your local church or to missions. Some people argue for a strict 10%, others land somewhere else. You need to work that out with God. What matters most here is not the percentage, it is the posture. Jesus was clear that faithfulness is revealed in small things. God cares deeply about what you do with $1, just as much as what you do with one that has several zeros after it. This week, practice both. Saving forms wisdom, giving forms trust.